This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We welcome in Jeremy Fowler. He used to be posted right here in Cleveland, Ohio. He's still one of ESPN's finest. You see him on TV. He's at J Fowler ESPN on Twitter. ESPN's NFL senior insider Jeremy Fowler joins us right now on that North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Jeremy, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
This has to be a little bit bizarre for you because it's like, well, if he shoots up, like I was trying to explain this to Tone, and I don't know if I'm going to explain this well, but I'm going to take a whack at it here, Jeremy. It's like if you come out and you say, well, he's surprised some people. Well, there were definitely a lot of people who thought he was going in the first round, so he should be pretty impressive to some level. But also, it is the Browns, and you know this. You cover the Browns, that you know that if the Browns end up putting him like number two on the depth chart to start the season, or even where to start him, it's going to be like, okay, now they're just chasing cameras and jersey sales and things like that. So it's going to be a very interesting and probably a bizarre training camp coming up next month, is it not?
For sure. It's got to be one of the most interesting training camps, one that I plan on attending for that very reason. You know, rarely do you have a situation where you have four quarterbacks, no true starter, although I think Joe Flacco will end up being the favorite, and then two draft picks, one of which is a massive name from a big-time family name, who is polarizing. So it's bound to be interesting. And, you know, I don't necessarily think Shador has surprised people. It's somewhere in the middle, right? It's not like it's this first-round talent that's just tearing up the Browns field. Like, he was a fifth-round pick, so there are expectations tempered there a little bit, but he should have gone earlier. I think most teams I talked to agree that he probably wasn't a first-round talent, but he probably should have gone on somewhere on day two, and he didn't because he had a poor pre-draft process. I mean, I think most agree on that at this point. So, you know, there's certainly enough talent there to do well and complete some passes and thread some needles in an OTA minicamp setting. But it's fascinating because it's, you know, I've had some conversations recently that at least provided the context of like, okay, Shador did well with the reps he had. But when you see the stats online, all these stats about how well he did and he outperformed all these guys, it's like, well, he's throwing 7-on-7 most of the time. He wasn't getting a lot of reps in a 11-man setting, so there's no pass rush. It's kind of expected to put up the numbers that he did. So there's just that context there that I know the Browns are working with. It's not like they were happy with what he did, for sure. But it's not like they came out of this saying, you know, wow, this guy is our starter. You know, like they're just, they're not there yet. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the performance merited that.
What do you think? We're talking to Jeremy Fowler right now from ESPN. What do you think of the whole setup, how they're trying to manage this? Because on the outside looking in, it seems like it'd be very difficult to truly evaluate, you know, these types of players taken where they were taken and then, you know, having the two veterans alongside those rookies. So they've crafted a plan very carefully and strategically, but how difficult in the end?
Yeah, so I think the way this is unfolding is, or at least according to their plan, is they wanted to get all four of these guys a lot of reps and put them in different situations and get them a lot of throws, whether it's on air, 7-on-7, or it's 11-man work. But to get guys rotating in and out, you know, you guys would know better than I would because you're local there and probably in town watching. But from what I was told, you know, multiple fields, so they can get guys maximized reps, first stringers running with third stringer sometimes, or just mixing and matching the looks a lot. They wanted to get guys touches at the quarterback position, knowing that when training camp comes, they have to crystallize this a little bit, where there's a bit more of a pecking order, more organization around who's going to be getting the prime reps. Like they, you know, in the NFL system, you're learning an offense, you have to do that. So, you know, Andrew Berry, the GM, Kevin Stefanski, the head coach, will gather. I'm sure they already have, but they will gather before training camp. They got plenty of time here. You got 6 weeks for camp or whatever it is. You don't have to make any hard decisions on how you're going to shake this out. But, you know, they've mapped out at least some of this or most of it, and they'll go from there. So I still go back to, you have two rookies who are third and fifth round picks. I don't think it's going to be like, wow, these guys are number one and two in the depth chart when you start. You know, like the indications are still that, you know, the veterans are going to get a lot of the action, and we'll see what happens from there.
Who do you think Kevin intends to make the starter for the depth chart to start training camp?
You know, just a guess, but if I had to guess, I think it will be Flacco. Just, you know, talking to people there, he's still the best thrower they have on the roster. You know, he's really well-liked there. You know, he knows the system at least to a degree. He's had success in it. But they like what Kenny Pickett's doing too. And then, you know, the rookies are coming along. So I would still say Flacco right now. I just, you know, I thought that coming into it, that hasn't really changed in my mind, unless I'm surprised and something shifts, you know. But these rookies, I do think they're going to bring them along. Now, it does seem like there's a little more momentum lately for them potentially keeping four quarterbacks. You know, coming out of the draft, it was reminded to me that, like, hey, Cleveland, they value players, like a lot of teams, but maybe more so than others, value them like currency, like value, and tradable assets, right? So if you have four quarterbacks and somebody performs well in the preseason, or you showcase somebody to perform well in the preseason, maybe you can trade a piece. And then you have three quarterbacks. But there's a scenario where they can keep four, or maybe they can stash one on the practice squad. Like, there are a lot of things you can do. It seems like they are at least open to those options at this point.
So, Jeremy, that's interesting, because if they keep four quarterbacks, look, from a sports talk and media perspective, we run with narratives, and there's been stories of, well, clearly Jimmy Haslam ran in and told him to take, you know, Shador. We don't know any of that, and obviously they've denied that around every turn. So with that said, does it matter how they prioritize these prospects going in to the draft on how they're going to maybe prioritize these guys after the draft?
So I'm not quite sure on that one. I just know they like Dylan Gabriel because they've got him in the fourth or fifth round, maybe. I think they thought somebody else was probably going to take him in the third round, so they jumped on it. But they really liked him. Like, that was, you know, I was hearing that going into the process. They felt that if he was an inch or two taller, he probably would have been a higher pick, a much higher pick, actually, because they just like the way he plays the position. More scouts than I thought like him a lot. It's just the size, you know, and then maybe the lack of, like, the high-end traits. But the way he plays the position, they really like. And then Shador, you know, look, it's a fifth-round flyer. Quarterback coach Bill Musgrave goes way back with Deion and the Sanders family. Like, at that point, there's not a lot of risk. You know, I don't think it was a major decision in the draft room where Jimmy has to call from the mountaintops, hey, take this guy or else. You know, I just really don't think that was the case. I think it was good value at the time, and they are very much in transition to quarterback and probably leaning hard on 2026. Like, people forget that, but that's the conversation is 2026. It's a great draft. They went and got the extra pick from Jacksonville with that in mind. You know, not that means they have to just force.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Any quarterback, but it's a much better quarterback draft. So to me, they are all in on that draft and seeing what happens there. You know, so the rest of it is just getting value where you can out of the draft and seeing how these guys perform, you know. But like with Shador, they are happy with what he's done. I don't think it's as groundbreaking as it's made out to be in the media that he's just like tore it up and wow, he's earning the starting job. I don't sense that, you know, talking to folks, just in part because he hasn't really had those kind of reps. He's had the reps of a fifth round pick in a 4-man quarterback room. You know, I know they've been very happy. Well, nobody really spells this out, but I do sense that Cleveland has noticed the professional approach Shador has taken in the media. You know, clear, concise sound bites, all about the team. You know, for better or worse, that really was not always the case, or at least that wasn't always the perception coming out of Colorado and in the pre-draft based on the things that were said publicly or at the combine. They feel like he's done a good job. I can't speak for the whole organization, but I sense that people there have noticed that he's done a really good job just making it about the team and being just one of the quarterbacks in the room and, you know, clear, concise sound bites. And he's kind of, he maybe shifted his approach that way, which has been, I think, refreshing.
Jeremy, that's an interesting challenge. Like, if you have Joe Flacco there at number one, at what point during a training camp, like, okay, so it goes, what, late July to what, altogether a week until the season starts or whatever it is. I mean, we're talking 5 weeks. At what point does Joe then get the bulk of the reps, because any starting quarterback you're going to think is going to need reps, but here's a 40-year-old man and you got three other QBs that you're trying to get figured out for 2026 maybe.
Yeah. Well, there are usually benchmarks for that, and I'm just trying to harken back to like past quarterback battles. You know, mm-hmm. I think of like Baker Mayfield and Kyle Trask a couple years ago. You know, you trade reps for the first couple weeks, and once you get into the preseason action, maybe you give one guy the first game to start, the other guy the second game, and then you make the decision. You know, like with Bo Nix in Denver and the veterans he was competing against, I think they went two or three games and then they made the call. You kind of have to do it halfway between training camp and week one. So it's urgent enough where you have to kind of have a plan going into all this, but you don't have to make a call in the first week or even the first 2 weeks. So the beginning of training camp certainly will be crucial. And but like the lines are still a little blurred here. They're not clearly defined. Like, I don't know that it is a competition. You know, like they might think, hey, you know, look, we have Joe. We're paying him real money. They're the only guy we're really paying. He gives us the best chance to win. We'll play this out and give guys a bunch of reps, but he's probably going to be the guy. Or they're thinking like, hey, it's Joe and Kenny, and we'll leave room to see what the rookies do, and it's going to be wide open. Like, I don't even know if they've made that determination yet.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, though, I still think Flacco will be, you know, is in a good position at least.
Jeremy Fowler, he's sensational. He's from ESPN. Trey Hendrickson, will he be playing against the Browns for the Bengals in week one?
You know, I still think so. You know, I reported over the weekend that they resumed contract talks. It doesn't promise anything, but it is progress when Hendrickson had complained publicly about the lack of communication and it was getting really ugly. I do think it's in a little bit of a better spot, but the money has to talk. And, you know, there's a player that wants long-term security here. He's 30 years old. You know, I just don't sense he's interested in like a one-year deal like the Texans did with Danielle Hunter, you know, where they gave him an extra year at like a high clip, like 35 or 36 million or whatever it was. You know, I think he wants at least a two-year deal is my sense. And we'll see if they can shake it out. But, you know, Cincinnati, as we've seen, they've been difficult. They don't relent. They're uncomfortable. Excuse me. They're comfortable being uncomfortable in these situations you see with Shamar Stewart, the first-round pick. I still think, based on some talks this weekend, that there's enough conversation there where they should be able to work this out. Like, I really think a deal for him is fairly easy. He doesn't have to be in the Myles Garrett tax code. You know, he just has to be somewhere in a respectable range among some of these top pass rushers. So I think they'll find common ground eventually. It just might have more peaks and valleys.
Jeremy Fowler joining us here on the show. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, Jeremy, when it comes to the Steelers, I know they're going through a situation with a contract with TJ Watt, yeah. But also the marriage of Aaron Rodgers. What do people around the league really think he has left in the tank and whether or not this marriage even makes sense with the Pittsburgh Steelers?
You know, it's funny. I know that it's been debated publicly that, like, should they just kind of roll with Mason Rudolph and maybe even see where the chips fall and try to get a quarterback in the draft last year? Like, that's the common thinking among a lot of fans now, right? Like, why are we getting Aaron Rodgers when he's going to win us 8 or 9 games again and we're going to lose in the playoffs? Like, you feel that sort of fatalistic mentality a little bit, even creep into a prideful organization like Pittsburgh. But I will say, talking to coaches both with the Jets, other coaches around the league, like, they still think he can throw it better than almost anybody. Maybe some of the mobility's gone, but they thought he was pretty good last year. You know, I don't know that it was Aaron Rodgers on a steep decline. Like, I think he is still pretty good. I mean, I don't think he's going to give them 13 wins and a 1 seed, but he was their best option. I don't think there's any doubt about that. You could debate Kirk Cousins maybe would have been a better option. The Steelers determined he was the best option. And a lot of other coaches I've talked to around the league, offensive coaches, defensive coaches, they think the same thing. So I'm a little more bullish on this than I was a couple weeks ago, I'll say that. You know, he was on a kind of a bad Jets team that was in transition to coordinator and head coach. He and Garrett Wilson had no rhythm together, no chemistry, and he still threw for 4,000-plus yards and a decent amount of touchdowns. Like, I don't know. I mean, I think it could work.
Jeremy Fowler joining us on the show. Will TJ Watt be playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers week one against the New York Jets at New York?
Yeah, I'm going to say yes. I just don't see a world where they let this drag out too long. You know, he's a legacy guy. The problem is, with the money that Myles Garrett got, TJ's going to want to surpass that, and that's going to be a lot. So Pittsburgh's going to have to structure it in a way they're comfortable with. But they already acknowledged how important he is. 4 years ago, I think it was 4 years ago when they did his first extension, and they gave him really strong guaranteed money, which was a departure for Pittsburgh. They typically just did that first year and a signing bonus, and that's what you get as far as guarantees. Well, he got year two and year three guarantees on a big extension. Like, that was pretty monumental and got the ball rolling, and a lot of these other pass rushers have him to thank for that, for what he did. So that tells me that Pittsburgh sees him in such high regard that they are willing to relent to him a little bit and let him, you know, so-called win a negotiation. Now, this will be a little different because the pass rush money has just gotten so insane. Teams have to protect themselves. Like, I think the Browns actually did a pretty good job of protecting themselves in the Myles Garrett deal. I don't have it in front of me, but when I read it, I was like, okay, they have some escape hatches here, even though the price tag at that, you know, $40 million threshold was huge and kind of shocking. But that's a manageable deal for them. So Pittsburgh has to find a way to pay him that big number and be able to have like some escape hatches that they needed considering his age. But I do think it will get done.
Jeremy, thank you very much for the time. All the best to you and yours, friend.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it, man. Have a good day.
You too. Jeremy Fowler, NFL, ESPN, NFL Senior Insider on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.